Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
What a state the union is in. Last night, President Trump appeared to refuse to shake House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's hand before launching into a speech that was part political rally, part reality show. He gave away a school scholarship and reunited a military family. Pelosi ripped up the speech at the end, later saying he shredded the truth, so I shredded the speech. Democrats groaned, some walked out. Republicans chanted 4 more years. And Rush Limbaugh, one of the most divisive media figures of any time, a champion of the phony birther movement, was awarded the Medal of Freedom. And there's more. This afternoon at 4 Eastern Time, senators will vote on 2 articles of impeachment against President Trump, in all likelihood not removing him from office. Democrats hoping to do that in November are still reeling from that disastrous Iowa caucuses on Monday. Nothing to see here. So let's bring in our political strategist, Bill Press, the Democrat, host of the Bill Press podcast. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Robin. I felt pretty good until that introduction.
No. Alice Stewart, the Republican. Welcome to you as well.
Thank you, Robin. Yes, Bill is reeling over there with his fellow Democrats.
Everybody's reeling. Well, Alice, I'll start with you. You've said this State of the Union was a successful first step to reelection, but that's not what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be healing, and it's supposed to be somewhat fact-based. Just one example, Trump said he saved the country from economic decay. The economic recovery started, of course, under President Obama. Is this the president, or was last night the president, you know, again, substituting his own interest for the national interest?
I don't know what speech you heard, but I heard a lot of calls for unity in the speech, especially towards the end. He talked about keeping America first in our hearts, keeping freedom alive in our soul, and we must move forward together. I think a lot of people got so caught up in what they did not want to hear. They missed his calls for unity, and it was really important for him to make the case not only for what successes he has made in the past, but what he plans to do in the future. And obviously, the reaction from the Democrats was one where they focused on just the negative aspects of this and completely ignored the positive aspects of bringing this country together.
Bill?
Well, you stole my line, actually, Robin, because I didn't. First of all, I've covered every State of the Union speech since Ronald Reagan's first one in 1981, and I didn't think I was watching, I didn't feel that I was watching a State of the Union last night. I really felt I was watching, number one, a political rally, the kickoff of the president's 2020 campaign, emphasized by senators chanting 4 more years in the House chamber. And secondly, a big TV reality show put on by a master showman, by the way. It was good TV, but it was fueled by a pack of lies from beginning to end. You mentioned the one about the economy. He's asserted again his determination to protect people with pre-existing conditions so they can buy health care. And the Trump administration is in the courts at this very moment fighting to entirely junk the Obamacare, or the Affordable Care Act, which includes protection for people with pre-existing conditions. So it was just a pack of lies. But I must say, for me, the worst part was the Medal of Freedom for Rush Limbaugh. I'm sorry he has lung cancer, but let me tell you, I followed him on talk radio in Los Angeles for years. He is the voice of racism in this country. He is divisive. I'll never forgive him for calling Sanda Fluke, a Georgetown Law student, a slut and a prostitute because she testified in front of Congress in support of birth control legislation. He is a very, very, I think, ugly voice in this country.
Let me just say,
doesn't deserve it.
I must say that Rush Limbaugh is a voice of conservatism in this country.
But he has been
a tremendous voice for the conservative movement and the cause, and a tremendous supporter of the president. And prayers go out to him with his cancer, and I think I applaud the president for doing what he did.
Alice, I must say again, if I can jump in, just have to say, Mother Teresa got the Medal of Freedom. Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King Jr., Billy Graham, Rush Limbaugh, who called women feminazis, does not belong in that category.
Well, Allison, let's listen. We have a little montage of some of his racist commentary over the years. He's also called women feminazis. You're going to hear him in the middle here. It's bleeped because he may have won the Medal of Freedom, but these words are despicable. He's playing in this bleep part with how he might say the N-word, but he starts with mocking black men.
Meanwhile, Al Sharpton goes out the front door. Yes, I spoke a little Negro dialect there. I can do that when I want to.
So, with an A on the end, because it's not racist.
Barack the Magic Negro lives in D.C.
That's a little of Barack the Magic Negro there from Rush Limbaugh. He's also said in the past the NAACP should have a riot rehearsal or they should get a liquor store and practice robberies. He said that pro football and basketball players look like Crips and Bloods, you know, playing together out on the field. And again, he pushed the lie that President Obama, Barack Obama, was not born in the United States. Alice, you know, how will this go down for your party in history? You are saying to me that you were proud that President Trump gave this medal to this man?
Let me first say the clips that you played, Robin, obviously those comments are wrong and inappropriate and understandably hurtful to people. And I do not condone those clips that you said. But Rush Limbaugh is greater than that in terms of his accomplishments overall. And the whole of him is greater than the sum of its parts. Mm-hmm. He has done a tremendous job moving a thought and an ideology in this country. And I do think it is certainly worthy of praise.
Well, I have to add in, there are strong conservative voices on the air. Alice is one of them. Rush Limbaugh is not to be respected at all. Those comments reflect 30, 40 years of hate that he has spewed on talk radio. Again, mm-hmm. I followed him on the air in KFI. I know. I used to have to listen to that. And what really struck me last night, there were two people in that room. There was a Tuskegee Airman, God bless him, 100 years old, and there was Rush Limbaugh, and the wrong person went home with the Medal of Freedom.
That's an interesting point. Let's leave that sit there for a second. But, Bill, did Nancy Pelosi make a mistake in tearing up the speech at the end?
I think she did. I wish she hadn't. I understand why she did. I think it was first extremely rude and wrong of the president to fail to shake her hand, to turn his back on her. Not that that excuses what she did. I wish she hadn't. I understand why she did. I guess my point is, reflecting what she said, she ripped up the speech. He's ripped up the Constitution, starting with Article 2. So you put that in context, and I think we know which is worse.
Look, she ripped up the paper that had your Tuskegee Airman's name on it. She ripped up the paper that had an American hero reunited with his family's name on it. She ripped up the paper that outlined a unifying vision for this country. And look, by her tearing that script, that just completely dissolves Democrats in the future forever calling President a petulant child, because what she did did not rise to the level of speaker.
That
is important to note. And I don't think the president saw her hand when she extended her hand to shake it in the beginning. I'm going to give him
the benefit. No, I'm sorry. That was planned ahead of time. He turned his back. I just got to say, she ripped up a pack of lies, period.
We are obviously disagreeing. You both are disagreeing on that. But Bill, I got to ask you about the Iowa caucuses. How bad for your party?
It's a disaster. It's a disaster. And I say this as someone who for the last 20 years, I've been telling the Democrats, I was on the Rules Committee of the DNC at one time, get rid of the Iowa caucuses. Iowa does not represent this country. It's great diversity, and the caucuses are undemocratic. And now you add a third thing. They can't even freaking count, right? So I would hope that this 2020 will not only bring us the last State of the Union speech by Donald Trump, but the last Iowa caucuses. I hope that's a silver lining here.
Yeah. I think the idea behind having a caucus in a state like Iowa is important because you start the process in a state that is certainly a different mindset and ideology from California or, say, New York or, say, Florida. You're starting with a flyover country in middle America. I think it's important.
It's not democratic. Most people don't take part because they can't spend 2 or 3 hours at a caucus. Have a primary in Iowa. Okay.
I'm in support of a primary. The caucus process is extremely, it's a test of a campaign's organizational skill. And it doesn't, I don't think it's an accurate reflection of how they can do.
Good.
And
but,
I just,
so,
I got
to so
jump
let's
in.
Agree to get rid of it.
Yep. Okay, there you go. And I just, with the little time we have left, I want to ask you, Alice, because we have the whole impeachment process wrapping up today with the vote this afternoon. The Republican-led Senate not expected to vote to remove this president from office. But the Republican Susan Collins of Maine, who said she will not, she will vote to acquit, also said she felt it would be a good thing if Donald Trump apologized. Do you agree?
That will never happen. So I think
how do you feel about that?
He doesn't. There's nothing to apologize in his mind, and a lot of the Republicans'
mind. But how do you
feel
about that?
How I feel as though the call was inappropriate, but it does not rise to the level of impeachment. So from that standpoint, there is nothing for him to apologize for in terms of he hasn't committed an act that has risen to the levels of articles of impeachment. And so there's no reason to apologize from that standpoint because it has not been an impeachable act in my view.
And I would just add the facts are clear. He abused his power. He should apologize. He should be man enough to apologize the same way Bill Clinton did. But Donald Trump never will.
Bill Press, the Democrat, Alice Stewart, the Republican, our strategist. Thank you both so much.
Thanks, Robin.